Last week, the United Nations Torture Prevention Committee arrived in the country to inspect Australian prisons and detention facilities. However, on Sunday, they publicly suspended their inspection and left the country, citing obstruction from the Queensland and New South Wales state governments, and that obstruction had made their work impossible to complete. It's a pretty shocking and significant scandal, and it builds on decades of reluctance to make progress on issues such as offshore detention and the criminal age of responsibility. And those topics have some pretty resonant implications here in WA as well. To learn more, we're joined by Sophie McNeil from Human Rights Watch. Good morning, Sophie.
Hi, Tom. How's it going?
Not too bad. Thanks for joining us. Now, what exactly was a UN committee doing here in Australia?
Sure. Well, it's part of Australia's commitment to eradicate torture and prevent inhumane treatment in our detention facilities. It's an international agreement called OFCAT that we signed 5 years ago. In 2017, we ratified this convention. And it was actually signed under the previous coalition government. Malcolm Turnbull signed it. So it has bipartisan federal support. It involves UN inspectors coming and inspecting all of our places of detention, whether it's immigration detention or youth detention centres, prisons, mental health facilities. And because we signed this protocol, they have the right to come in and do these inspections and make sure that Australia is treating prisoners humanely. So what happened on the weekend was pretty embarrassing, particularly after there is bipartisan federal support for this to come on board and sign this protocol. But we're hoping it's salvageable, Tom. So it's not. I don't think this will be the end of OFCAT in Australia.
Is this the first time that this committee has come to Australia to do an inspection, or have they been here previously?
No, it is the first time. Things were made complicated by COVID, so they couldn't come for quite a few years. And, you know, groups like Human Rights Watch are really excited about them coming because, you know, as you mentioned, we do have some really concerning issues in this country about how we treat prisoners in jail and particularly young people in youth detention centres, particularly here in Western Australia. So we were really excited to have them come and to have this external review of our facilities and investigations. So it is really disappointing that the trip was cut short.
Absolutely. Now, we are talking about prisons and prisoners in some of these facilities. My observation is that we live in a society that's pretty obsessed with the idea that we should be inflicting suffering onto people who are in prison, that the prison itself isn't sufficient. How do you break through to people with that mindset, whether it's one that they've consciously propagated or one that's just sort of filtered through the popular culture? How do you reach people to talk about, you know, human rights for prisoners?
Hey, look, I think it's a simple concept. It's, you know, you can tell a lot about a society, about how it treats its prisoners, you know, how it treats its most vulnerable. And that's what people in our jail system are. And, you know, the Bankshire Hill Youth Detention Centre, which has received quite a bit of attention this year. We had a really damning report that was tabled in WA Parliament in April that said that centre breached international human rights standards of the children there, you know, children. And, I mean, that's pretty disgraceful for a country like Australia to be doing that. So what they found is that kids were just not being let out of their cells for enough hours a day, and some of them were being locked up for at least 20 hours a day. Pepper spray had been used on children. Like, it was horrific. We actually saw the Supreme Court rule that this was unlawful, what was happening inside our youth detention centres here in Western Australia. So I think what people need to keep in mind is that the only way, to really help people is to rehabilitate them, and that treating people horribly in our places of detention doesn't help anyone. It just, further entrenches whatever problems people might have had that led them there in the first place. So it is the wrong approach, and having this kind of external scrutiny, you know, helps ensure that we do treat people fairly and that they have their rights inside any facility in Australia. So we're disappointed that the trip was cut short, and we're really disappointed that these state governments didn't cooperate because, you know, this has federal bipartisan support, and these state governments really let the country down. And of course, this really embarrassing international kind of moment of shame, you know, it's all in the headlines, UN torture inspectors cut short their visit to Australia. Like, it's so embarrassing.
It is. And what you said there is pretty appalling. Some facts there around how children are being treated in detention. And you're right. If we treat people as animals, we can't be surprised if they then become acting like animals. Now, here in WA, as you mentioned there, you know, we've had numerous bits of news fed out of our detention facilities about some pretty appalling conditions. Are there other issues going on? You know, for example, the age of criminal responsibility.
Yeah, I mean, that's not part of what the UN inspectors are looking at, but it's certainly something that Human Rights Watch has been concerned about. In Australia, the minimum age of criminal responsibility is 10. International standards say that it should be 14, so we've been pushing to raise that. And, you know, we're pleased that the Albanese government has said that they will look at reviewing that. We think it should be a priority, and we want these discussions to happen sooner than later. And we've seen a bit of movement in a jurisdiction like the ACT, where they're looking at increasing the age, but they're also looking at what you need to do in terms of what, if you don't send a child that young to jail, where do you put them, what services do you give them? So they're currently doing a bit of a study to look at alternative options. But yeah, look, it wasn't, you know, there's a whole range of issues, Tom, that these inspectors were going to look at across Australia. One issue that Human Rights Watch has been highlighting is prolonged solitary confinement, you know, that we say breaches international law. That can happen in detention facilities all across Australia. We've been very concerned about the mental health care inside prisons, particularly in Western Australia. We've done studies looking at deaths in custody here and how many people who've died inside our detention facilities who weren't receiving the adequate mental health care that they should have been given. So there's a whole range of issues. It would have been really great to have had this team come inside and get their full report of how they, you know, how they see what we do. So we're really hoping that Attorney General Mark Dreyfus will, I mean, I'm sure he's quite upset at what's happened. It's very embarrassing for him, and we're hoping he will now prioritise this issue, get agreements from the states to ensure that these UN inspectors can return, can enter every facility that they need, and can give us our report card so that then we can start working on, you know, improving as soon as we can.
And do we know why they weren't able to complete their review?
We don't know the exact reasons. We've just heard today that the head of the committee will be talking to the ABC radio this afternoon, so I'll be very interested to hear what she has to say. We've heard little bits and bobs. So the allegation is that the Queensland state government did not allow full access to some mental health facilities, and the New South Wales government did not allow access to any facilities. So it is disappointing. You know, Attorney General Mark Dreyfus last week called on all states and territories to cooperate with these UN inspectors. And it does seem to be a bit of a bureaucratic bungle. There's an argument over funding. New South Wales has been saying, you know, if we are found, you know, if the UN inspectors come in and say we have to provide this and this and that for prisoners, who's going to pay for it? So what's essentially like a bit of a bureaucratic fight has now just turned into a global international embarrassment. But I think it's good to have the attention on these issues, because we, you know, Australia should be leading in this region. And, you know, it sends a shocking message to governments, you know, across Asia that Human Rights Watch works with, that are, you know, quite authoritarian, some of them. And if Australia can't cooperate with a UN inspection team, I mean, what hope have we got, you know, when we're trying to convince a government like China to allow people, UN teams into a place like Xinjiang to look at what they're doing there. And, you know, we say that they're committing crimes against humanity there in Xinjiang. So it is embarrassing. Australia should be leading on these issues. And yeah, we hope it can be resolved as soon as possible.
All right. Now, you know, this news does come in the context of growing public discussion about prisons and prison reform. For anyone listening who wants to maybe see where, you know, Human Rights Watch is on these issues or to get some more background, where would you recommend they go, Sophie?
Sure. Come to our website. Just put Human Rights Watch into Google. So we've got a page devoted to Australia. You know, follow me on Twitter. But yeah, we you know, this is a big priority for us in Australia, but we do a whole range of issues. You know, here we also do a lot of work on climate justice. We do a lot of work on the harassment of dissidents in Australia and foreign interference. So, yeah, I've got amazing colleagues all around the world just documenting war crimes right now in Ukraine. So, yeah, please get to know us. You can follow us on Instagram as well. And, yeah, we'd love everyone to just support our work and get involved.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for taking time out to have a chat with us this morning.
Well, thanks for having me, Tom. Really appreciate it.
And that was Sophie McNeil from Human Rights Watch talking about human rights abuses in Australia's prisons and some of the state governments there obstructing work by United Nations inspectors to see what conditions are actually like inside those detention facilities.